This recording, Puebla 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district in the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dock Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, she was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I have been in Europe, the States and Canada now, and when I went to Europe, I remember that when they put Mexicans, like, they always put a guy with a big hat, sombrero,
yeah,
and cactus around. And it's like, that is not Mexico. Mexico is more than that, you know. Yeah. So that is one of the things. And one of the funniest things in the States is that people think that if you go to a Mexican restaurant, they sell things that you won't find in Mexico, like chimichangas or fajitas or burritos. We don't eat that. That is a Tex-Mex creation in the States, but it's not really Mexican. So it's really funny because I remember my first month in the States, one of my directors asked me, "Do you like chimichangas?" And I was like, "What is that?" And he's like, "You are Mexican." "Yes, I am Mexican, but I have no idea what is that." So, and then last year, I was living in Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky. And then they have a Mexican restaurant that actually is run by Mexican people. And they have all these dishes that were created in the States. Yeah. So I asked to the server, why do you sell this if you know that it's not Mexican? And he's like, because they think that it's Mexican and it's what they want. So it's just funny. I think that all those dishes were created in the south of the state, like Texas and
Arizona,
New Mexico, all those places. Probably they create all those things that are not really Mexican, but it's like the mix. Mm-hmm. Probably with the people that lives in the border.
Yeah.
But myself, I haven't been in the border ever. So I don't know the border. But it's very, because I have hear about what people think about the border, mm-hmm. and I know that it's really bad, mm-hmm. but that is not Mexico. If you go to I am from the south, I am from Puebla, which is southeast from Mexico City. I just see that Mexico is so rich because we have so different climates. Like, it's not just the desert. It's not. I think that the desert is more part of the south of the States than in Mexico. Monterrey is kind of like that. But like, in the south, we have rainforest and forest, just volcanoes, like different weathers and stuff, but we don't have snow. Yeah. That's for sure. But where I am from, it's very nice weather actually. It's dry, it's not very humid, and we always are around 22 grades centigrade. So it's very nice weather. Mm-hmm. Most of the year. During the winter, it's a little bit colder, but this is the winter in Mexico. Like it is right now outside, that is the winter. And it lasts very, very short.